Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett. Mark Cooper here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. How was the weekend?
Good. Very good. Always pleasant, sir. People haven't come to look at that diamond you loaned me, but they're supposed to come in this week.
That's fine.
That's why I'm calling you. I've got another extremely good customer of mine that wants a yellow diamond engagement ring. You all had sent me a nice-looking cushion shape, and it could be a princess cut, but it was a cushion you sent me. It was a big stone, though. It was like $10,000 wholesale, but it had a halo, diamonds going down the sides, and it was in either white gold or platinum or 18 karat. That's what my customer's looking for, but they'd like maybe a carat in the center. So we're looking at spending between, you know, maybe $6,000 and $8,000.
Do you have one of those in stock? Yeah. Hold on.
That's just that classic halo with diamonds going down the shoulders.
I'm trying to find.
And they prefer that squarish look. So a cushion or a princess is more their style.
I have. Woo, and they like the halo, right?
Yes, they want a halo.
Okay.
And they want diamonds going down the shoulders.
I've got it. As long as she can fit a 6.5. It's a 138 total weight, 103 center.
Perfect.
Fancy yellow cushion, square.
Yeah.
VS1 diamonds around the diamond halo and down the band. It's in 14
nice.
Karat white.
Yep.
And it's $49.50.
Nice. Yeah, I can make some money on that.
Well, and I'm just looking. I was just scrolling down. I want to see if there's anything else that maybe gives
right.
you a little bit more room.
It'd be nice. But if not, I can make that work. And obviously, I'm always looking for the best deal. We all are. But
well,
if
I'll
not,
send,
that,
I'll
that
this
sounds
too.
Satisfactory.
Well, I can send another
I do
one.
I like
that's...
being able to tell the customer we've got a true carat in the center, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then that was going to be my next thing, because I have another one, but it's an 82 center.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's 31.
And that's great. That's a good that's a really good deal, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right, but it's 114
I'll still
total.
Mention it to my customer, but
yeah.
Let me ask you this. The $49.50, pretty nice-looking yellow. I mean, it's not too washed out. It
looks
all right.
It pops.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got a real nice yellow. It's not washed out. As a matter of fact, that one's a rectangle, or I'd like that one, but it's actually more money. Where's that diamond? It just said $49.50. Here we go. I'm trying to see. It's a non-serted center, but it is fancy yellow, and when you see it, it's going to be a lot like the one that we had sent. It's a true fancy yellow.
All right, cool.
Sometimes we like to take XYs and put them in, and we don't call them fancy yellows. We call them XYs or like QRs, but we put them in yellow gold baskets, but this is a true fancy yellow.
Okay, cool. And clarity grade's okay. It's acceptable.
VS1, yeah.
Oh, you said that. That's
yeah.
good. Then they won't see any imperfections with
no,
it. That sounds like a winner. I'd rather my customer have that. I'd rather make less money and make that customer happy.
So that's perfect. It's better than making a ring. I can definitely get you a better deal on a 1-carat loose, maybe, but then you got to make the ring in.
Yeah, let's save time. Why don't you just go ahead and send it to me because these people are for real.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be there tomorrow. You won't have to wait a week for it. You'll get it tomorrow.
It's okay. You know what? Again, waiting the week was fine as long as we knew it was coming. No big deal.
Perfect. Perfect. And everything else is good?
Yep, everything else is good.
Awesome.
Business is good, man. You know, my month is. I gotta brag a little bit.
Please.
And I'm not superstitious. I'm up like this month over last year. We had a kick-ass year last year. This month, I'm up 36%.
Good
whatever
for you. Hell yeah.
I don't know why.
Well,
but damn.
Yeah. Listen. People are out shopping, and I think you're going to see more people buy natural. I mean, again, it's not a problem that's affected you so much, but what I've been talking to a lot of customers, a lot of people are still going natural now, and I think everyone's just a little bit, we're 6 weeks away from the holiday season. The election's over, and whether or not in your favor or against, even the people that I know I know for a fact, voted a different way. They're out spending money. You know,
absolutely.
But it's so weird to me, though, and I get it, I guess, but I've never really been affected by it because I know that the world's going to keep turning, right?
That's
and
right. No matter
if
who
I had a
position,
yeah, if right, exactly. And if I had a purchase that I was looking to make, I never really let that impact that purchase. But I know a lot of people that it does. Even
right.
A lot of my clients say, you know, I got a guy in Seattle. He's now under the impression that the world's on fire and it's all going to go to hell. And I'm like, dude, it's if anything, you'll probably see an increase in your business.
Right.
You know, but
you know, the people that voted for him, they think the world's going to be all roses and they're buying. And the people that didn't vote for him are just relieved that it's over with. You know,
100%. 100%.
So,
and
you know what? Another interesting phenomenon happening this year is, I've never had this many men coming in to buy for Christmas this early. It's really freaky.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
A lot of men coming in buying early for Christmas. I'm like, damn, I'm proud of you all.
Right, exactly. You know, not coming in, not coming in the day before.
Any other customers?
I have. I've got people that are telling me that they're already cutting people off because they have too many people that came in for custom, but like, you know, for Christmas. So
that, right.
But like normally we would wait until maybe the first or second week in December. Now it's, you know, we're already chock full of opportunity. And I'm like, you know, maybe it's time to have some more finished pieces in the store that they can, those guys that can't get custom in time.
They're
able to take advantage. So
I've really been loading. That's another thing. You just mentioned something else. I really have loaded the boat with this is something that helps too. My dad always, I know it's obvious, but sometimes we got to be reminded of the obvious. You know, I got so much merchandise in the safe, and my dad always said, you can't sell the merchandise in the safe. You got to put it in the store, you know, and the more merchandise you got out, the more you're going to sell. I mean, it only makes
100%.
Sense. The more choices they got. So I have really loaded my store up ridiculous. In fact, I got girls tagging 80 pieces of jewelry today.
Holy cow.
I mean,
cow.
It's like, I'm like, really, they're Jazz is hollering at me. We don't have enough necks. We don't have enough ring trays. We don't have enough. Here it is, ladies. It's like, oh,
lay it
shit.
Out.
We
lay
don't
it
have
in
enough
between.
Boxes. Now, and she's also giving me shit. We're selling so many rings, Mark. You didn't buy enough boxes. Jump on it. So like,
go get me engagement boxes.
God, I just ordered a bazillion boxes. I just ordered a bazillion necks for pendants. I just ordered a bazillion earring mounting displays. It's really funny.
Listen, it sounds like things are you know, I'm happy to be one of your partners, Mark, because with success comes success, and I know, you know, you've always done really well for us. If there's anything that I can do better, anything I can do different, especially by way of finished goods, I know you buy super sharp, but if there's basics that you start running low on, and she starts yelling at you for studs and tennis bracelets and the like, you let me know.
I certainly will. Oh, one last thing.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about, God, you know, like if you go to Stellar or a lot of these places, they want at least 20. Stellar want $30 for a like just a plain white leatherette neck. And they'll want 30-something.
For what?
Some places, the cheapest they've got is 18. Man, Amazon. Oh, my God, I've been buying them for like $9 a piece on Amazon. Fantastic.
Good. And
so
isn't it so funny, too? It's kind of like a shopping cart.
Off,
you know?
Amazon. So if any of your customers ask, Amazon,
go to Amazon
and
get
it. Amazon.
And you're happy with the quality and everything? Practically,
yeah,
probably the same thing.
Yeah, it's a shit. They're buying from the same Chinese freaking company.
100%.
Stellar and Amazon. It's the same freaking company. It's got to be because even the base, the design, the quality, it's exactly the same.
And they're keying it to sell it to you. And it's kind of like when I used to work in retail, I used to always laugh. You know, we're, you know, at Home Depot, you see all those shopping carts, and you wonder where all these come from. Those shopping carts are like $500 a piece, right? But they do that. They do that because who else are you going to go to get them? And also, what's the life of one, right? They get beat up until they get tossed, and that's every display. That's every display in your case, right? And it gets beat up until it gets tossed, and then they charge you an arm and a leg to replace it. So I'll tell them, Amazon. It makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. Amazon does it again.
Yep. Well, as long as they don't start selling diamonds, I'm okay.
I'm going to call you more often because I'm going to call you more often. I'm calling you from my house. Today's my day off, but I'm working at home. And, of course, the store calls me. My one call I make, they got to call me.
Yeah, go take care of it, and I'll have this ring to you tomorrow. Let me know if you need anything else.
I'll tell Jazz about the ring. Thank you, Kieran. Right. Always nice talking to you.
You too, Mark.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye.